Let us pray. O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit he lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. A people walking in darkness will see a great light. The setting was not good at all. An enveloping dark blanket covered the landscape. The world was filled with violence, with war, with fear and tyranny. People were stumbling in blackness of what appeared to be an endless night. Was there any hope? And if there was, could they hold on to it, looking for any sight of breaking dawn? Would hope rise once more in their hearts? It has been frequently said in social media and in public conversations that I've had over this last year that this last year was catastrophic for many. It was a year of sadness. It was a year of dread and turmoil and anguish. And the state of the world appears to be in utter chaos, from terrorist attacks to natural disasters to racism to economics to the sex trade. Fill in the blank, the list goes on and on and on. And it seems that for all of our enlightenment and our advancements in technology, the more we attempt to better ourselves, we as a race are bent and weighed down by darkness, by sin, by death. But will hope rise once more within our hearts? It's easy to focus on the negative. It's very easy to do this. Human beings are really, really good at it, by the way. We tend to hone in on all the bad news and become overburdened by the sheer weight of darkness. But notice God's response to the people of Israel and his answer for us today as well. In the deep darkness, in this deep, deep darkness, a light will shine. A candle which can never be extinguished. A candle which can never be put out. And as this light comes and shines, it brings hope and it brings joy to a people stumbling and bumbling around in the darkness of winter. This light is a precious gift to the world. It will bring illumination. It will light up those deep, dark places. It will bring comfort for people, and it will bring hope of an everlasting spring. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The Son, is given for us. And his name is Jesus. And he is the light of the world. And what will Jesus do? He will enlarge the nation of Israel. He will enlarge the nation of Israel. He will fulfill Israel's mission. And the peoples of the world will be grafted into him. For he alone is the true Israel. The people of Israel will be redefined in and through him. It's astonishing. It's marvelous news. And the peoples of the earth, whom he has made one people in himself, will rejoice. For he is the light that has lit them up to be burning candles as well. The Christ candle, the light of Christ, has set them ablaze. They are on fire for the Lord, for a world stumbling in the deep, dark places. On fire for the Lord. On fire to bring his love and to bring his hope into the void. The Son is the greatest gift of all. Make no mistake. Jesus is the gift of all gifts. He breaks the yoke of slavery. He lifts the heavy burden off our shoulders and places it upon his very own. He destroys the rod of the oppressor. Sin, death, the devil, they're all defeated foes. Amen?
Amen?
All this because his light has shined. His light has shined in and upon our world. And this is why Jesus is called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is why we rejoice this day. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And he will bring forth something altogether new and wondrous and glorious and amazing. A government of peace, of fairness, of justice. We throw these words around a lot in our world today. But this is the true meaning of these words. Our hope. This reign and this rule of light will have no end. It will continue forever in a new heaven and a new earth. So on this morning, the Christ candle has been lit. This is a reminder of God's faithfulness to us, his commitment to us, to a world stumbling and bumbling around in the darkness of night. The life of Jesus brings light, piercing light to everyone. It is his light that has lit up our own lives. And so he, being the light of the world, has now made us, my brothers and sisters, the light of the world. And we are called to shine forth his light in those deep, dark places. I hope you're picking up on this missionary call as the people of God. Can I be more subtle? Jesus is our living hope now, and he's our hope to come. He is the hope of the nations, the hope of the world. For in these dark days in which we dwell, however strong the darkness might appear or feel or seem to us, Jesus' piercing light is greater still. On this Christmas morning, may we never forget it. Because it's very easy to do. The world will try to get you down. It'll try to weigh you down with that darkness. It's those times when you have to reflect on the piercing light of Jesus. That he's already broken through into this world. He's broken into our lives. And that he's called us into his mission, into the world, to bring light. So in truth, in reality, we're all light bringers. For the light that we bear is the light of Christ. And this life and this light now lives in you. It lives in me. So this is why we rejoice. Jesus has changed everything. Everything. What a gift. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him and to be born this day of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may be daily renewed by your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the same Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. Amen.